Bad first date? Getting ghosted? Stood up? Blocked again? Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
Yeah, we try to help as much as we can, at least like we are going to today with Kat. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. Good
morning. Tell us what's going on.
So I went out with this guy. His name's Brody. And we met online, and we went out on a date. We had a pretty good time.
Okay. Well, tell me about like Brody himself. Like, you guys met online. What was it that kind of captured your interest?
So I really liked the pictures that he had posted. They were taken up in Little Cottonwood Canyon. And I'm not sure if they were professional or if they were like his Christmas photo or something, but they were really nice.
Are they just like a headshot, like a picture of him, like in the middle of some trees? And
it was him and his dog.
Oh, okay.
That's cute.
He looked really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder, Chantel, have you noticed, like, do people use professional photos on the dating apps?
Sometimes they use, like, their solo family photo.
Oh, okay.
Like, their shot, you know. Family photos, everybody gets an individual.
Yeah.
And then the group.
Like one of those.
They'll use their individual.
Okay. So you liked his pictures, obviously, and he has a dog, and I assume you're into that. So did you guys go to a dog park or anything like that?
Yeah. So we went out for sushi. We went to Sushi Groove.
Okay.
And, yeah, we had a pretty good time. It was nothing like, you know, fancy, nothing majorly bad happened. I'm not sure if maybe because I'm a pretty basic sushi eater, like a lot of it grosses me out. So I don't know if that turned him off, but
was he like trying to force you have a quail's egg and you weren't like willing to? Was
no,
like,
oh, okay. I mean, really, it didn't come up. So I've just been, we had a nice time. He made me laugh. He seemed engaged.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why he's ghosting me. And that's why I'm calling you guys. I want to find out. Like, during, you know, when we went to go say goodbye, like, I was totally didn't, you know, try to kiss him or, you know, there wasn't anything weird that happened. I've just been racking my brain. Like, what? Why wouldn't he call me back unless something personal is going on?
Maybe because, like, you weren't giving off, like, kiss me vibes and things like that. He thought it was a bust.
Oh.
And that's why he's not calling back. Maybe he just was like, I don't know. It's too much pressure.
I'm sorry, kiss me vibes?
Yeah.
Kiss me vibes is a thing?
Kiss me vibes. Like,
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Like,
Kat, are those your kiss me vibes? You go,
I guess, you know, I usually have kiss me vibes on the second date.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd say with my hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I would say it was a little friendlier, not as
sexy. She was getting
off
the frenzy vibes.
Oh, okay.
Not the kiss me vibes.
But that's a good start.
Yeah,
to me,
it's a great
like,
start.
Sometimes you just want to break the ice and get the flow going.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you want, Kat, we can get Brody's number from you. We can call him up and we can actually ask him why he's not calling you back and try to get some answers. Do you want to do that?
Okay. I do.
Then
yeah.
We'll find out if it was the kiss me vibes or something else why Brody's not calling Kat back next. It's your 7:30 second date update. John and Chantel, we're trying to help out Kat. So Kat and Brody met online and they went out to Sushi Groove for dinner, had a good time. Kat's like, I'm not adventurous with sushi, but I don't know if that's like, is that a turnoff? I don't think it is.
No.
There was no hug. There was no kiss. There was nothing at the end. It was a first date. I don't.
Yeah, but first dates, you can still give like a solid hug. Like a good hug.
It's not like where you linger.
You just like, you hold on.
You hold on, then you smell their hair.
No.
You don't do that.
That's
what you're
that's
saying.
That's creepy.
Kat, did I get that right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to call Brody right now. Don't say anything. Just kind of listen in and let's see what happens, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brody?
Yeah. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Brody. My name is John, and Chantel's actually with me as well. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1 here in town. Do you have a few minutes just to be on the radio with us?
Yeah, I know you guys.
Right on. Thanks, man.
Sure.
We're just calling because our show, we do something called the Second Date Update, where we try to help out listeners of ours who have gone out on a date, but they're kind of getting ghosted on the other end, and they're not hearing back from that person. And that's what happened with Kat. She reached out to us because, you know, you're not calling Kat back.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. God, I should have known this is what it was. Okay.
Well, could you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not calling Kat back, but I'm not really sure that something like that I want to share on the radio.
If it makes you feel any better, you know, Kat did reach out to us. She is aware of how the Second Date Update goes, where, I mean, this is kind of how you find out, you know,
things you can approve on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I mean, okay, let me ask you guys a question. If you had something like stuck in your teeth all night long, you'd want someone to tell you, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Completely. Why?
Does like she have early on, not at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Correct. It's like, if you say it as soon as you notice it, then you don't look like a jerk.
Yes. The worst thing is if you don't say it.
And then say I go to the bathroom and I see it and I'm like, I'll go back to the table and be like, what the heck? Why didn't you tell me I had something in my teeth? That's so embarrassing.
Is that what happened? Did she have something in her teeth?
No, you'd want to know if you smelled bad too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. What are you getting at?
Just that, I guess. Yeah, I mean, maybe I messed up by not telling her earlier, but like her BO was unpalatable. I mean, whatever the word is, it was consuming. She had really bad body odor. And when she first sat down, I thought it was just like the restaurant that we were at, that like there was some funky smell. But, you know, the longer the date went on, I was like, no, that's her.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So.
Yeah. It was rough.
Did it go away?
No, it got worse. And, you know, there was a moment at the end when she tried to sort of like go for a hug kiss type thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to grin and bear this. And then I'm not going to, you know, reach out again or respond again. And I'm just going to try to like, I didn't say anything at the beginning of the date and that's on me. But you know what? I'm just not going to engage again.
Yeah.
I know, but then I'm thinking about this. If it says something at the beginning of the date,
the food in the teeth is different than smelling.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it. So I guess I don't think you did anything wrong.
No, Brody, I do want you to know that Kat is listening to us talk right now. Hey, Kat.
Hi. I'm so embarrassed. This is...
Yeah.
Hi, Brody.
Yeah, Kat. I got to know, Kat, like, did you sense this? Did you know?
No, I mean, I wasn't connecting the dots, but I would say he's not wrong. I was driving on my way home and I smelled myself and I smelled pretty bad. Yeah.
Oh.
I
Okay, that's okay.
I mean, you know, it was one of those days. I don't always smell, but I am allergic to a lot of deodorants, so I can't wear deodorant and I was super nervous. But I don't always smell like that. But I definitely did. I'm sorry, Brody. I definitely smelled that night.
Hey, you know what? At least she's owning it.
I think she's owning it. Brody, it seems like the date was fine other than, you know, like this issue.
And now you already had this weird, awkward conversation. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to have it again.
Right.
Like, you can talk to her again.
Right.
Kat, are you interested in another date now we know that this is the thing?
I mean... I mean, this was super awkward, but I do appreciate you telling me. I'd be interested in trying again.
Okay. Brody, what about you? I mean, we'll pay for the whole thing, and you know, you can try date number two.
I feel pretty weird about
not
saying anything sooner, but I guess, you know, maybe if we can have this conversation more honestly face-to-face next time and not necessarily on the radio, then sure, I'm down to keep going.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Congratulations, you two.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's on me for not, you know, being more straightforward when I did notice it. I'll try to be a little bit more forthcoming if I do sense that again.